How about you? I don't want to stay in the shallows. Even because God has a greater place for me to live. A place where he could speak. A place that even there's life and not death. Even there's glory and not danger. In the secret place of the Most High is where I want to dwell. How about you tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go to the book of Jude. There's one chapter. Amen. And I don't want to hold you long, but I want to obey the Holy Ghost tonight. Right behind these three skits in this song. Amen. I want to go before God tonight and deliver what God has given me. The Lord still wants to minister tonight. He has spoken tonight through these illustrative messages by these three groups. He's spoken through this song. Tonight, God wants to have his will in your life. Amen. God wants new things in your life. Amen. So Jude, the first chapter, permit me to read verses 20, 21, and 22, and 23. Jude says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for mercy, the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life, all the way unto eternal life. We got to build ourselves up. We got to be praying in the Holy Ghost. We got to keep ourselves and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And while we're doing that, verse 22, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and of others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Are you thankful for the power of eternal life tonight? Amen. Once you put your Bibles down, and I want you to give the Lord a hand of praise in this place. Come on, you want to lift your voice to the King. Oh, God, I praise you. I worship you. Oh, I worship you, Lord. I worship you. You're holy. God, you're beautiful. You're mighty, Lord. Come on, won't you exalt the King tonight? Oh, exalt the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord that attention. Give the Lord that adoration tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, won't you crown the God of heaven tonight with praise? Come on, crown the Lord with your sacred honor tonight. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Verse 23 says, and save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Amen. I want to just talk to you tonight about pulled out of the fire. How, what is more alarming than an outbreak of fire is when somebody has the brakes under their life and they just don't want to let God help them out of the situation. You know, the fire of sin broke out in Eden. With sin, it began to spread through the world. Amen. Right from a perfect place. And oh, how terrible it was. Amen. Because even the only way to escape sin and the fire of sin is by the ladder that Jacob saw. Even the Lord showed him, even that ascended from the earth all the way to the heavens. I want to tell you, God has put his ladder of salvation to us. Amen. God has come to give us a hope out of the fires of hell and the fires of sin. And I want you to think of it. Jesus said, I've come, amen, that you may have life and it more abundantly. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. There is a way that he has made, a way of escape that he has given. Think of the nature of sin as compared to fire. Fire is an element that can't be weighed or measured. Amen. Who can set a boundary to the working of sin? Oh, sin goes beyond every boundary. It will wreck, amen, every capability that a person has. Look at the effects of sin. Today, the district judge talked to us about those that are addicted to meth, those that are addicted to drugs, those that have given their life to this, and it has stolen their ability. Many of them were sitting even in a beautiful home and a beautiful family. But in a little while, sin took root like a fire and began to burn out their life to where they're hopeless people that will be locked up forever. I want to tell you, there's more than a jail. There's more than a prison. But there's a flame of hell that wants to consume. Look how many is going to hell because of sin. The nature of sin is like a fire. It mars. It destroys. It scars. And whoever he can put his grasp on. A beautiful young lady, it don't take her long to become something. Just a bag of bones. Very young in life, pretty soon it takes a toll on her to where she has nothing at all. She wanders down the street. Like a young lady that had a grandpa that taught her the things of God. She could quote Deuteronomy 6 and 4. She could quote Acts 2:38. But one day at the driveway of this church, she wandered here, messed up on meth with one flip-flop on, and her mind was fried. Amen. Oh, friend, she's still in the jail today. Amen. Because of sin. Sin has stolen that little girl from the clutch of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like fire will mar and scar and destroy a home and destroy a family. It only takes just a little spark of it. Amen. When it is fed and when it is permitted, amen, it becomes something that is unquenchable as far as the wisdom and the power of man is concerned. Man's wisdom cannot quench the fire of sin. Man's power can't quench the power of that fire. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm going to tell you, amen, there's only one thing that can help you. It's when the holy God of heaven pulls you out of the fire and the mercies of God helps you out to live above the fire of sin. You think of the danger of the sinner that needs to be pulled out of the fire. Living under the power and dominion of sin, sin has taken its effects. Amen. He's living underneath that dominion. He's utterly at that place. He's so unconscious of what it's doing to him. Do you know that in Chicago, the great fire of Chicago, there was the firefighters there that were worn out from fighting a fire the night before. And it was a barn. Supposedly that old cow kicked over a lantern and started the Great Fire Chicago. Over 300 people died. 500 lives were touched and homes were burned. Even 500 people were burned, but in hurt, and home after home after home was destroyed. In those days, they didn't have insurance. They were homeless and helpless because of the rage of fire. I want to tell you, the rage of sin is a danger. Even sin like a fire. Even when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Even when it finishes, it bringeth forth eternity of hell and suffering. Then I want you to think about the work of the rescue of God Almighty. And the work of the church today is to pull them out of the flames of fire. Man, the only way you can save somebody is either put the fire out or pull them out. And man cannot put the fire out on by his own self. Amen. You can't put it out. It takes the word of God. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ and the spirit of the living God. Amen. You still have to obey this book to get on the ladder. Amen. Out of sin. You have to obey the things of God. It's not by man's wisdom, nor by religion. Amen. Religion's not going to save you. But the God of heaven, when you obey and get on the steps of God and follow God, God will save you from this untoward generation. How wonderful it is when the rescue party of a church that's reaching for somebody's soul to pull them out of that misery. God's fire brigade begins to work, reaching in the pit of sin and pulling somebody. I don't want to let my family member go to hell. I don't want to let that person go to hell. Amen. And even when I go different places, I want to realize that I am the agent. I am the arm. I am the one that God has called to reach. The love of Christ is constraining. Amen. Oh, there's something that begins to help me. Amen. To reach with the power of God. There's a motive inside of the heart of those that have been pulled out of the fire. Those that have been rescued. You don't want anybody else to go that way. When God has delivered you, amen, you have a burden for those that are in the prison of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. But the most dangerous part is when those that have tuned out and toned out the tune of the alarm. You know, there are some people that don't have a smoke detector. They have nothing there. They have no knowledge of the Word of God. They have no preaching of the Word of God. Nobody to tell them that sin is sin. But then there are those that have a smoke detector in our house. And whenever it begins to sense just a little bit of smoke and gases, all of a sudden it goes off. Amen. But there are people that they got a little deal when your battery goes out. You ever heard when a battery's going out, there's a little faint beep, 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 beep. Beep. And one day a man came over to visit a family, and he heard the beeping noise indicating that the battery had gone out in the smoke detector. And he said, "Your smoke detector's out." He said, "You got any batteries? I'll put it in for you." And the guy said, "Oh, it's okay. We don't even notice the sound anymore." He said, "No, I can't let you." He said, I'm going up to the store, the convenience store, right up the road, and I'm getting batteries. The guy said, "Oh, man, it's been like that for years." The man said, "No, you don't realize." He said, "I had a beautiful sister that was married to a guy." And he said, "They got married, and they had two little girls. And they lived in a house." And he said, "They didn't change batteries. It would beep just like yours." And I was there that day that I heard the beeping, and I ignored it too. And he said, "I went home with my wife and my kids. And that night, amen, my sister's house burned up. Her two daughters and my sister and her husband were consumed by fire." He went up the street, amen, and he bought some batteries and came back. And he fixed the smoke detector. Would you know that 2 weeks later, something caught a fire in the attic. And it woke up the family. All because somebody, amen, put the batteries in the right place. Amen. Oh, friend, if we ever need to know the sound of the alarm right now, it's right now the house of God. Amen. Sin is on the rampage. The fire of hell is burning. Hebrews says this: "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which is spoken by the Lord, confirmed to us by the signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost?" How shall we escape if we ignore that time to change and put a battery there and to hear the voice of God and respond to the voice of God? And get rid of the dead things in our heart and lives. Get rid of the things where we all of a sudden we get so tuned into the beeping that the warning no longer is something that really matters to us. That little indication that little conscious voice, amen, in the back of your head that keeps going off. You need to pray. You need to get your life in order. You need to get rid of some sin and some dead things in your life. You need to replace that in your life. Don't you ever get to the place that you ignore what God is trying to get to you. Amen. Hear me tonight. Amen. Oh, we need that alarm. We need that voice of God. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? 1 Corinthians says this, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare for the battle? Let me explain. Back in the Bible days, when a watchman on the wall would see the enemy approaching, he had a trumpet. Get that trumpet out, bro. Put the mouthpiece there. He had a trumpet. And if he seen the enemy coming, there was a certain sound that he would blow and have it ready, because it was an indication that you got to get ready. You got to be prepared. The enemy's coming. Get your sword. Wake up out of your bed and face your enemy. He's outside the walls. But what good if the watchman gets up and just plays just a tune? Mary had a little lamb. What good if a preacher gets up here and just gives us his little cute little tunes, cute little sermonettes, cute little things? God, we need a message today. We need somebody to blow the trumpet in Zion. Somebody to preach to us. Somebody to sound the alarm. Somebody needs to hear the sound. The sound of the alarm. But if it doesn't give a certain sound, if I get up here and I just play Mary Had a Little Lamb, what good would it be? The Bible says Noah, he preached. But Matthew 24, Jesus says, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, and divorcing, and shacking up, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. There shall be two in the field, Jesus said. One shall be taken, the other left. Two women grinding at the mill, one left and one taken. Watch ye therefore, you know not the hour that the Lord comes. As in the days of Noah, Noah preached it, but they did not hear the sound. They got used to the little beep. They indicated there was a need. Jesus went on in 25th chapter of Matthew to talk about the foolish and the wise virgins that were all asleep. At midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, said, no, not so, lest there be not enough for us in you. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. I want to tell you, too late is too late. Amen. You can't live off of somebody else's oil. You better have your own oil. You better have your own relationship with God. You better have your own life fixed with God. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. After it came the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day or the hour where the Son of Man has come. I come to tell somebody today, amen, oh, the fire is happening in this hour. Amen. I want God to pull me out of the flames of fire. I want that battery in my life. I want that glory in my life. I want that indication in my life, that the thing inside of me, when the Holy Ghost speaks to me, my conscience will scream out, hey, no, don't go there. There's fire in it. There's destruction there. There's sin in it. Jude said, pulling them out of the fires. Hallelujah. My God. Today, firefighters have a helmet camera that they can attach to their helmet. When they go into a fire, they can turn that helmet on. And it's amazing, there are pictures now and recordings of a house on fire. And there's a little grandma standing out the door doing this. She said, my granddaughter's in there. That strong young firefighter, whenever he's seen her, she's screaming and she's doing her hands. My baby, my grandbaby's in there. My grandbaby's in there. And the firefighter and his partner begins to make his way through the door. And over in the smoke, you can see the camera. The smoke is so bad. It hovers and the flashing of fire is there. And the heat is there. They begin to make their way through there. And Brenda, it shows them going over fallen beams and falling things from the ceiling. But all of a sudden, one of them, he hears something and he turns. And there on the floor was a young girl about 6 years old. Already the fire is all around her. But the firefighter scoops her up and he puts her in his chest. And you see him turn and run it back to the doorway. The doorway's just right there. And he's running. And when he gets to the threshold, he trips and falls and rolls into the yard with that little baby girl. I want to tell somebody, I'm thankful that somebody that will live for God, that your children can be saved. For me and my house, I want to serve the Lord. I want the glory of God. I want that certain sound. I want the glory of God in my soul. Pulling them out of the fires. Hear me. We got to teach our children when we hear that sound. We got to teach our children to recognize the sound of the alarm. When you hear that alarm, when you hear that pastor preaching, the man of God preaching to you, and he sounds an alarm, don't you dare try to argue, well, that's just his opinion. Oh, that's just a pastor. Oh, he's back on a soapbox again. No, somebody better get their alarm system fixed. Somebody better wake up. The fire of hell is after your home. Teach your kids how to evacuate. Teach your kids how to flee temptation. Teach your kids how to resist the enemy. And the next thing, if firefighters with all their gear on, they may look like monsters to somebody else. But when they have waded through the fire, oh, that man of God, that church that is on fire for God praying, when you have the fire of the Holy Ghost in you, the fire of hell is not going to bother you. Oh, we're not afraid of somebody with their fire gear on. Somebody suited up and armored up that has the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation. Hey, hear me tonight. Amen. Oh, we're thankful for the shield of faith. We're thankful for the glory of the Holy Ghost. Teach your kids. Amen. Don't let them play in church. Hey, this is the house of the living God. Teach them to be sensitive. The last thing we need is for our kids not that don't know how to tune into the Holy Ghost. You shouldn't have to chase after your children in the house of God and wonder, well, where are they at? We need to train them from day one. This is a sacred place. And that man with the helmet, that brother and sister with the helmet on, the gear, amen, they're here to help us. When you hear that certain sound, it's for our good. Hear, tune in, listen. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. But there's a scripture that said they had eyes, but they couldn't see, and ears, and they did not hear. The message came. The beep came. And they learned to tone it out. The preacher preaches. They just think, oh, well, just another fire drill tonight. Pastor's just giving us a fire drill. That's just Brother Crossway harping again. Oh, that's just that big old bald-headed preacher just getting up there just tooting his horn again. No, friend, even you need to hear the voice and the Spirit of God tonight. You need to set your house in order. Amen. Get a hold of the things of God. Remember where God's brought you from. Remember the horrible pit that he brought your life out of. Remember the flames of yesterday's sin scars. The desperation. The nights where you didn't even know where you was at. You didn't remember all the perils of sin. You need to hate sin. You need to look at sin as something that's disgusting. The fire of the world, the fire of sin is destructive, hear me. Despise it instead of despising God. Jesus, Ilo Pararaya. Hallelujah. Ramo Kota Hisalaboho. The only thing that's going to get you out is that same ladder that Jacob's seen. Amen. And the angels of God ascending and descending. I'm telling you, God has a crew here today. The Bible says the angels in heaven rejoice over one that cometh to repentance. Amen. Get on the step. Amen. The first step is to believe God and repent of your sin. Amen. And start climbing up. Amen. Get on the steps. Amen. To the next rung. Amen. Be buried in baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And the next step, receive the Holy. Hey, you didn't get above this world. You didn't get out of the flames. Get out of sin. Get your life in order. Stand tonight. Oh God. Save with fear, pulling them out of the flames of fire. My God. Some want to ignore God. Some want to rebel. Some are so foolish, like the five foolish virgins. I've been in church all my life. I've really never drifted out into sin. But your battery's dead. It's time to renew your faith. Renew your relationship with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. You know what I'm combating right now in the Holy Ghost? Amen. I'm come back in the spirit of doubt and unbelief right now. Amen. I need some fire warriors. I need a fire squad right now. Amen. That will lift our hands and help me pray. You remember the flames of yesterday? Amen. Come on, the flames of hell is one to draw somebody. Amen. Want to keep somebody comfortable. Amen. The flames of the noise of the alarm system. Amen. They don't hear it. They don't comprehend it because they tuned it out a long time ago. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll put a new battery in tomorrow, Pastor. Wow. Come on, prayer warriors. I need somebody to stoke the fire of prayer. Amen. The prayer fire and the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. When it's on the inside, the fire of hell cannot burn you and take you and consume you. Hallelujah. Tonight in this place, if you have compromised, you have ignored the power of God, the warning of God, you have put off God, tonight is your night. The Holy Ghost is reaching for you. You may not have another night to get it right. Tonight you better get your house in order. I'm telling somebody, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, you better obey the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. God's compliment is when he sounds the alarm. It's God's grace when he sounds the alarm. Come on, don't stay where you've been. Somebody needs to get up that ladder, that escape ladder. There's a fire escape. Don't neglect so great salvation. The man of God said, why halt between two opinions? You're hung up with other opinions. You need to get to the God's opinion, the word of God. Don't halt between two opinions. If God be God, serve God. If Baal be God, kick Baal out. Tonight you got a choice to make. The lifeline of the Holy Ghost is here tonight for souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got bitterness in your heart. You got frustration in your heart. You better get some things right tonight. You better change your battery system and hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Come on, pray, saints. Come on, pray. Fill this building with prayer. Fill this building. Come on, fill this place with prayer. I need some voices lifted. I need some hearts lifted tonight. If I was you, I wouldn't play around tonight. Come on, don't you play around. Come on, don't you play around. Somebody better get to business with the Holy Ghost tonight. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Come on, this altar's for you. This altar's for you tonight. Don't put God off, hear me. Don't put God off tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, help me pray with somebody. If you're prayed up, amen, you're full of the Holy Ghost, find somebody else to pray with. Amen. Hallelujah. You got your fire equipment on. Amen. Would you pray with somebody? Come on. Amen. Help pull them out of the fires of hell. Come on. Pull them out of the flames. Come on. Pull them out tonight with your prayer. Come on. Pray with that person. God, I got to be saved. I need you tonight, Jesus. Come on, don't ignore, don't ignore, don't ignore, don't ignore, don't ignore. Come on, pray with me. Pray with me, pray with me, pray with me, pray with me. My Jesus, I need you. Don't be embarrassed. Come on, don't be embarrassed tonight to pray. Come on, God's reaching for your soul tonight. Jesus, help us, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you. I need you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
It's your love.
It's
your mercy.
Come on, pray, saint. I need some prayer warriors. Come on, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. A breakthrough prayer. A breakthrough prayer will say. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, pray, believe in the Lord tonight. Yes. Pray with somebody if you feel it.
Show me your glory. Show me your power, Jesus. Less of me, more of you.
Show me your power. Less of me, more of you is what I need. So many times I've turned away, rejecting your love.
Jesus work on you right now. Come on, let Jesus work on you.
Find everything that you need.
Let the presence of God tonight
That's
unfold
when
in your life.
Find everything that you need. When we seek His face, He'll draw near to us in the presence of a holy God. My soul longs. presence of the Lord. That's where you'll find everything that you need. When we seek His face, He'll draw near to us in the presence of a holy God. In the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, that's where seek His face, He'll draw near to us in the presence of a holy God. And all longs for you, nothing compares to Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Because you care. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Because you care. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Because you care. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, you care. I couldn't imagine if you were there. Jesus, I love you. Because you care. I couldn't imagine if you weren't there. Jesus, I love you.
Our hands in this, even the auditorium tonight, and just thank the Lord for His beauty and His power. Thank you, Jesus. We love, we worship you today, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the power of your Spirit, the glory of the Holy Ghost tonight. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for victory tonight. Amen. Would you give the Lord a hand of praise tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. It takes the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're so honored tonight for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. The help of the Lord tonight. Amen. I love the Lord and I'm thankful for His blessings. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, and I like our services to end just like this. Later, we're on the victory side. How about you? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We anointed it while ago, Sister Holt. She has a procedure tomorrow. I'm going to trust the Lord just to go ahead. Somebody just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We anointed her while ago. We're going to trust God. Brother Riley, trusting God for him, Brother Martin, Sister Martin. These precious people that God would just touch. They have had to struggle physically, but we're thankful that God is able. Amen. Brother Martinez, we're thankful for victory. Amen.